The UFC, Ultimate Fighting, will go to Winnipeg for the first time June 15th at the MTS Center. It'll be UFC 161. Tom Wright is the Director of Operations for UFC Canada, and he joins us. Hello, Tom.
Robert, how are you today?
Swell, and you?
I'm top drawer. I'm out here in beautiful Winnipeg. It's about, minus 8, minus 10, 20 centimeters of fresh snow. It's a typical Manitoba day in early March, and it won't be like this in June, so I'm happy about that.
Sounds balmy to me.
Downright balmy.
So at what point does UFC run out of numbers?
You know, I think we'll probably reach four digits. Then we'll have to see. Maybe we'll start doing that NFL thing and start using Roman numerals. Who knows?
So $9.99 would be the last one.
Well, you know, hard to say. I mean, and we'll have to wait till. I mean, you and I may not even be around then, Bob.
Bite your tongue.
Sorry, you'll be around. I may not be.
No, we hope you'll be around too.
Me too.
Is this a conversation you have on an ongoing basis as you start to climb the ladder with numbers here?
No, actually, but it's one that
the first time you've talked
I
about
knew
it.
That I knew that you would bring up at some point.
Did
so,
you? Yeah.
I can't think of a better person to have the conversation with than you.
Quit sucking
How are
up,
you, Steven.
I'm okay, Tom. You know what it's like
something.
Here.
Hey, listen, Steven. I thought I saw you at Porter Airlines. I was rushing out to catch a meeting, and I think were you recently heading on Porter?
I was coming in actually on the same airport on our good friends at Air Canada. Please send me points. I was there coming in from a night of frivolity in Montreal.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Well, sorry we didn't get a chance to chat.
He went drinking in Montreal.
He went to hear some music and had a great time.
He went drinking.
That would not have been the first time he has gone drinking in Montreal.
It was a fantastic time.
Nor will it be the last.
Nor will it be the last.
And the thing that makes us most angry about it is he didn't invite either you or I.
You don't like doing any of those things, Bob, and you know that.
No, but I like Tom, so if Tom and I had gone,
that's true.
You know, we could have hung out together. We could have had a cup of tea.
We could have gone to Ziggy's up on Crescent. You know, it's a great place for a beer.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you could have a beer. I'll have a little cup of tea. We'll have a nice time, right?
It's a deal.
Now, Tom, I was earlier in the show, and I'm sure you've been listening to the whole show, but I did mention about you guys. You're going into Winnipeg, first time in for C. You guys have traditionally done extraordinarily well the first time into a market and not necessarily so well the second time into a market. Do you have any kind of deeper understanding about that phenomena, why it's been like that?
You know what? I don't, but I would tell you that, you know, that's that old adage, you know, you only have one chance to do something for the first time, and Winnipeg will be the fifth city that we've obviously come to for the first time, and you're right, Stephen, the previous four cities, Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, and Calgary, all set records of some sort, either being the fastest sellout or beating the Stones in terms of gates or the largest or the, you know, the highest turnstile. But I think it's one of those things that, you know, people always want to go to events when they're happening for the first time. The UFC 129 on April the 30th, 2 years ago at the Rogers Center was a good example about that. I mean, people just sort of want to come for the first time and see a stadium show. And I think the same will happen here in Winnipeg. But, you know, we're actually going to Montreal for the sixth time, in about 10 days. UFC 158 is coming up on March the 16th. And what's interesting about that fight is that it's a short 4 months since we were last there. We were there in November. And interestingly, we have actually sold more tickets and have a higher gate at this stage than we did for that show. Actually, we've already beat it for where we ended up that previous time. So that's a good indication that the sport is healthy and that our fans are still engaged.
Is that next show in Montreal at Centre Bell?
It is at Centre Bell, and it's featuring our welterweight champion George St. Pierre up against Nick Diaz.
Oh, that's pretty good, huh?
It's going to be a heck of a night.
That's a big card.
It'll be as loud as you've ever heard it in that joint.
You can't get much bigger than that, can you? In UFC,
It's the largest. I mean, it's
that'd be the biggest.
It seats 22,500, which I think maybe the United Center's somewhere around the same number. But I mean, that's fully 4,000 bigger than the ACC. So I mean, it's. And it's like 6,000-7,000 bigger than the MTS Center. The MTS Center is not as big a venue, but I toured it yesterday, and it's going to be great for a live UFC event.
So what kind of – it is a smaller venue. What kind of show are you going to get – are the people in Winnipeg going to get, Tom? Like, I don't know.
Steven, it's a pay-per-view. They're going to get a championship card. They're going to get some big names. I already know that former light heavyweight champion Shogun Rua is fighting against Little Nog, Rogerio Nogueira, which is a rematch of a great Pride fight back in 2005. You know, there's been rumors about Rashad Evans versus Dan Henderson, which would be another big fight. There'll be a championship on the card. It just hasn't been set yet. And I think that that's one of the great things about it, knowing that it's a pay-per-view. Pay-per-views get championships, and this will be no exception.
Tickets go on sale April 12th in Winnipeg. So if you're watching or listening in Winnipeg and you're interested in your first opportunity to see UFC live at least in your hometown.
Mm-hmm. And history would suggest they'll do really, really well.
Yeah.
And you guys are both invited. You're welcome to come. I know that I have a better shot at getting Mr. Brunt to come than Mr. McCowan, but you're both always invited.
I like Winnipeg. They're nice to me there because of the Jets thing.
Hey, the Jets are just on fire. I mean, it's crazy. This city is gaga over the Jets.
Well, we'll take it into consideration as we get closer to the date. I mean, I'm not going to suck up to you, but I mean, I will tell you that, you know, let's see what happens. Middle of June, you know, I get into that vacation mode, you know, around the middle of June. Kind of hard to drag me away.
Come out on June, Bobby, come out on June the 12th because the first ever football game at the new
stadium.
Blue Bombers. The Argos are, it's a preseason game. You can come out to a big
preseason
event
game, really.
Stick around for a couple of days. We can go to the Palomino Club and have a frosty and then go to the fights on Saturday.